Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show here, Home Based Business 101. You're listening to Baba Jahi, the We Work From Home Morning Show. That's right, the We Work From Home Morning Show. And I know a lot of you have said, you know, you really like hearing my grandson's voice when he introduced the show. And if you'd like to support him, you can go to www.my4life.com/Isaiah, I-S-A-I-A-H. Again, if you'd like to be able to help support Isaiah with his endeavors, you can go to www.my4life.com/ISAIAH. All right, okay, hey. And we thank you for all of your support and all of the things that you do as a listening audience to help this show stay on top of the charts. Again, this is Baba Jahi with the We Work From Home Morning Show. And our topic this morning is the science of getting rich. The science of getting rich. And, you know, we really want to dwell on this topic this morning, the science of getting rich. And, you know, because we deserve to be rich. You know, abundance is our birthright. And, you know, we need to be really focusing on that. I'm going to give you some tips and some pointers this morning. Again, if you have a question or comment, you can text that question or comment to 252-406-0774. Again, that number is 252-406-0774. If you have a question or a comment, you can text that in. Well, we use the text format because we really want people to understand two things we use the text format for. One, we really want people to understand the importance of mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is the fastest and hottest new trend in advertisement and also one of the better means to deal with advertisement. And also, I don't open up the lines to take calls because sometimes you get, you know, unfortunately, you get prank calls and other stuff. That way when texts come in, we can screen them and make sure that the question is pertinent to the topic, and thus we know we will answer the question. And so that's one of the reasons we do that. We also don't use the chat room because in the past people be chatting about everything but the show. So, you know, again, it's a controlling mechanism to make sure that we stay on task, on topic, and keep the information flowing so that this show becomes beneficial to you, the listening audience. We do this out of love and gratitude and also out of thanks. Thankful the Almighty Creator, Almighty God, for allowing us to be able to be on these airways and share information with you. Well, again, today's topic is the science of getting rich. The science of getting rich. And, you know, some people might say, you know, hey, why are you going to take, don't do that? Everybody doesn't want to be rich. Well, see, this is the problem with that. We need to really make sure we understand what we mean by rich. We're talking about more than just money, okay? You know, we're talking about more than just money. We're talking about living an abundant life. You know, you go to church and you hear it said, you know, hey, I came to give you life and give you life more abundantly. Why are you not living an abundant life? Why are you living a depressed life? You're living a depressed life because you choose to be depressed. Now, I know that's a tough pill to swallow for some people. But see, the conditions create consciousness. And consciousness creates conditions. We are what we think about. We become what we think about. And if we think with a poverty mind, that's what we become. You know, and you know, no one can rise to their greatest possible heightened talent or soul develop unless he has plenty. Plenty. You know, we have to develop our mind, our soul, and our body in making use of things. And so, you know, it's important that we become rich. Become rich. And again, I'm talking about more than money here. Money is an aspect now because we live in a material world. And we got to balance that with the spiritual world. And also, you know, in terms of a healthy world. You know, we're plagued with diseases and all kind of things that's going on. And, you know, hey, it's pitiful, the things that are going on. But yet there's some people that are living in abundance and some people that are not. And, you know, we need to be able to focus on if there's a way to get rich and there's science to it, then what is the science, Baba Jahi? Well, there's a great book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And if you signed up for one of our complimentary coaching sessions, you know, you get a copy of that book for free. We give away a copy of that book for free. And what I want to do is I'm going to dwell into some of the concepts and things that he talks about in this book this morning to sort of bring in the topic as he talks about the science of getting rich. And one of the things that he talks about is this. And so many people, they do this in terms of use of time. You cannot act where you are not. You cannot act where you have been. And you cannot act where you are going. You can only act where you are. Repeat that. This is a powerful, powerful phrase right here that people need to horn in on. You cannot act where you are not. You cannot act where you have been. And you cannot act where you are going to be. You can act only where you are. I mean, it means, again, talking about living in the moment, the present. You know, the present is really all there really is. Yesterday is gone forever, and tomorrow hasn't come yet. And when tomorrow comes, tomorrow will be now. See, do not bother as to whether yesterday's work was well done or ill done. Do today's work well. See, if you didn't get done what you wanted to get done yesterday, it's gone, okay? Move on. Yeah, reflect on it. Don't dwell on it. See, do today's work well. If you didn't do yesterday's work well, do today's work well. Do not try to do tomorrow's work now. There will be plenty of time to do that when you get to it. Again. Living in the moment. This is one of the things of science of becoming rich is living in the moment. Dealing with the moment. All you have is now. You ain't promised tomorrow. Though, you know, we'd like to be here tomorrow. But when tomorrow comes, tomorrow will be now. That's all that really exists. It's now time. That's why whatever it is you want to get done, you got to do it now. Do it now. Another thing, do not wait for a change of environment before you act. Get a change of environment by action. You can so act upon the environment in which you are now as to cause yourself to be transferred to a better environment. So again, it talks about now time, getting things done now. Doing things now, right now. Right now, that's all you have is the present. This is one of the key aspects to the science of getting rich is staying in the moment, dealing with the present. When we come out of the present, we step into thinking about the future. See, we plan for tomorrow, but we got to live today. See, and you don't know if your plans will come to pass. We plan for tomorrow, but we have to live today, right now, this very moment. Now, the next part that I'm going to share with you in this book, you know, it gets kind of deep here. We're going to go through it slowly. If you have a question about anything that I'm covering this morning, you can text in to 252-406-0774, and we will attempt to answer your question. Check this out here. Just take your time. You might want to get a pen and piece of paper out, write this down so you can meditate on it later. So again, this is from The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And again, you know, this is Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. And if you'd like to get a copy of this book, all you got to do is sign up for one of our complimentary coaching sessions. Just give us a call or text again to 252-406-0774. We'd be more than happy to give you a complimentary coaching session to find out where you want to go with your business, or for those who are thinking about going into business, you know, what kind of ideas you'd like to deal with, and then see if we have a match and do a continuous coaching thing with you. But when you sign up for a complimentary coaching session, you get to choose from our free ebook catalog. And one of the books in that catalog is The Science of Getting Rich, which we're going to highlight some more points from this morning. Okay, let's break this down. It's from The Science of Getting Rich. There is thinking stuff from which all things are made, and in which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner space of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imagined by the thought. We can form things in our thought, and by impressing our thoughts upon formless substance, or what I like to call spirit, can cause the thing we think about to be created. See, we are creators. We are creators. That's what I tell you, the power of the tongue. What you speak is what you become. Speak good and you become good. Speak bad and you become bad. Why? Because the power of thought. See, that everything that we see is based on thought. Even from our own creation, what did it say? God breathed into the earth. And when he breathed into the earth, man became a what? I like to say human, because we talk about men and women. Became a living soul. So you have to breathe thought patterns into what you want to see in your life. See, and then we're going to talk about also how to actualize those thoughts. But see, that's where it all starts. It starts with a thought. Napoleon Hill says thoughts are very powerful things, especially mixed with definite a purpose and a burning desire to make a manifest. Thoughts. That's why he has a book called Think and Grow Rich. It didn't say read and go rich. It also should say think, action, and grow rich. Because even after you think about it, you got to act on it. But, you know, this first premise that you need to understand, and this is why, you know, thoughts are very powerful, and we must think and project the thoughts we want into the universe. And a thought in this substance produces the things that is imagined by the thought. We can form things in our thought, and by impressing our thoughts upon the universe can cause the thing we think about to be created. That's what I mean when we talk about vibes and other things. So one of the things of The Science of Getting Rich, it's how you shape your thought pattern and how you project your thoughts in the universe. In order to do this, we must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. Otherwise, we cannot be in harmony with the universe, which is always creative and never competitive in spirit. Again, this is an important point here. We need to deal with the creative mind, not the competitive mind. I'm not competing against nobody. There is no competition. We live in an abundant world, so I don't have to compete with you. I'm not trying to compete to get your share of whatever it is that's due you. I don't have to take away from you to get what I want. So it's important that we understand the fact that we live in an abundant world, and we need to move away from the competitive mind to the creative mind so that we can be in harmony with the universe, which is always creative and never competitive in spirit. We must come into full harmony with the universe by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon us. See, that's why we need to be thankful. And I mean, sincere gratitude. No, I know you want more. And I know you wish you had more right now. But you'll never get more right now if you're not thankful for what you've been blessed with right now. Be thankful for what you have right now, and a sincere thankfulness. See? It's like this, you know, I remember saying one time in church, people say, you know, people only praise God when they get some. They don't praise God for what they already have. Maybe that's why sometimes they don't get any more, because they're not thankful for what they've already been given. Same like a child. You know, you buy your child something, and they're not thankful for it. You'd be like, they wasn't thankful for the last toy I bought them. Why am I buying them another one? You know, but if they're thankful for what you gave them, it encourages you to give what? To give more. Because you see how they honored what you gave them, and they cherished what was given to them, and they took care of it well. And thus, you say, wow, you know, they really cherish that. You know, I know that when I give them something, that it's going to be a blessing to them, and they're going to take care of it. Well, don't you think God probably feels the same way? Now, I'm not trying to speak for God, but I'm assuming a few things here. If we're not thankful for what God has already given us, then why should we expect more? So you got to have we talked about, you know, before on this show, an attitude of gratitude. So when you're grateful, see, then more blessings will be bestowed upon you. Gratitude unifies our mind with the intelligence of substance that our thoughts are received by God. We can remain upon the creative plane only by uniting ourselves with the Spirit of God through a deep and continuous feeling of gratitude. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, this man wrote this book, The Science of Getting, Science of Becoming Rich, and he's talking about God sound like church. Well, he's talking about divine principles here. He's not talking about a particular religion, but understanding the divine principles of the universe. We must form a clear and definite mental image of the thing we wish to have, to do, or to become. And we must hold this mental image in our thoughts with being deeply grateful to Almighty God that all of our desires are granted to us. The person who wishes to get rich must spend their leisure hours in contemplating their vision and earnest thanksgiving that the reality is being given to us. So in other words, you got to be thankful. One, that you know you're going to get it. So you have to in your mind see yourself already with it. See, there's one thing that I really want really bad, and that's a beautiful RV. So when me and my wife were riding in our van, in my mind I imagine we're riding in the RV. See, I have to give it substance and shape. And then as I imagine that, see, that's what's going to drive me to work towards making it manifest. So whatever it is that you want out there, you got to imagine already having it. And then that'll drive you to work to make it manifest in reality. It's got to exist in your mind before it exists in reality. But if you don't know what you want, the universe cannot respond to give you anything. And if you're not consistent in the thought patterns that you send out to the universe, today you want this, tomorrow you want that, the next day you want something else. Well, you're sending mixed messages. You know, it's like being on a football field, and just use this as, you know, sort of an analogy. You know, the quarterback comes to the line, he calls one play. Oh, then he calls another play. Oh, then he calls another play. I mean, he got to call a play and stick to it. The players don't know what play to run. He just gave them four different plays, and he said, well, which one am I supposed to choose from? The universe works the same way. You give it mixed signals, it don't know which one to choose from, so it just cancels them all out. You got to be clear, a clear, concise, mental image of what you want. That's why during your leisure time, as opposed to watching television, and I know some of you say, here you go again with that television thing. See, when you're watching that, what that doing, that's shaping your vision away from what you want. See, you have to be selective what you do in your leisure time. Now, if you want to watch television, you need to pick when, where, and what you're going to watch. But see, some people, like I said, they come home, they cut the television on, and it's on, and they're walking around the house thinking they're doing something else, and it's not affecting their mind. Only cut it on if there's something particularly that you're interested in seeing at a particular given moment, point in time. And then when that's over, cut it off. Don't leave it on. I know people that go to sleep with it on and don't think it's affecting their subconscious mind. They lay in bed getting all kind of messages. Because their mind is still hearing what's going on. They sleep, but their mind is being programmed by what's on that TV while they sleep. And then they wonder why they wake up in the morning and they got all kind of stuff dancing in their head. If you're going to watch television, be specific about what you watch, what time you watch, what show you're going to watch. Cut it on. Know what it is that you wanted to get out of it. Analyze it. Don't just be sitting. I mean, if you go to some people, how they just watch whatever comes on because they have no life. I know that sounds cold, but it's true because our life should be planned. We need to plan our life, not to the point that it's humdrum and boring, but you plan your life so it's exciting and it's fun. See, too much stress cannot be laid on the importance of frequent contemplation of the mental image coupled with unwavering faith and devout gratitude. This is the process by which the impressions is given to the universe and the creative forces are set in motion. So it's very, very important. Very important that you contemplate on what you want. You get that mental image clear in your mind. Now, some of you want to say, well, yeah, that sounds all right, but that sounds interesting, that sounds metaphysical or whatever. No, it's not metaphysical. In order for resources to come to you, you know, you have to think about what you want, pray about what you want, have faith, and behold, the universe will answer your demands. See, what you think about is what you get, what you plan. Now, I know some of you say, well, you know, you just don't understand. You know, I got this coming upon me, I got that coming upon me. If you focus on the negative, you will not bring the positive in being into being. We'll bring about what we think about. If you focus on the negative, that's what's going to happen. Do not spend time in the present thinking thoughts as to the best course and possible future emergencies. Have faith in your ability to meet any emergency when it arrives. See, yeah, you got something that you're looking at and you say, wow, down the road I'm faced with this. I got 60 days before I have to deal with this. Okay, well, work on your plan. Don't spend all 60 days worrying about that's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. See, you don't know what you're going to do because you're not working on your plan. Work on your plan. You know what can happen and what most cases will happen. If you work on your plan, by the time that 60th day comes, you'll be altered the situation of the emergency that you're fearing that you're going to have to face. But if all you do during the 60 days is worry about the emergency, then you're going to make it manifest to the point that you did nothing about changing or altering it. You can alter the course of your life. Again, this is out of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. Very, very good book. A couple more points I want to cover because we're getting down close to the end of the hour, and we want to make sure I cover the last couple of points here. The creative energy works through, bear with me as I'm reading this, the established channels of natural growth and in the industrial and social order. And that is included in our mental image will surely be brought to us by But those who follow the instructions given above through faith does not waver. What we want will come to us through the ways of established trade and commerce. In other words, your business, and you focus on your thought on what you want to do. Maybe a new way to deal with your customers that you feel is going to reap you great rewards. Or a new way of doing your presentation that's going to reap you great rewards. A new way of sharing your information that's going to give you great rewards. When you shape that thought, don't waver from it. Most of all, you have to put it into action. You have to test it. You have to go through the waters. See, you can look at the water and say, I want to learn how to swim. You can read books on swimming and everything else, but until you get in the water, you'll never learn how to swim. And it's the same with your thoughts. You have a thought of how to improve what you want to do, you have to implement. Okay, we have a person who just said it. Thank you, Mr. Jai, for my coaching session. I participated in a 30-day mental fast and changed the way I think forever. Sincerely, Marcus. All right, thank you, Mr. Marcus. We really appreciate your comment here. And, you know, again, like I said, that 30-day mental fast, it really does work because then you begin to control your thoughts. Okay, down to the last 4 minutes, and I have so much more to cover, and I want to cover the last couple of points here. And okay, bear with me here. All right. A thought is the substance which produces the thing that is imagined by the thought. See, this, again, you know, this is powerful information here. Is that, and that's why we need to have quiet time where we think. As Napoleon Hill say, think and grow rich. You know, and I added my own little word in there, think, take action and grow rich, you know, because we can sit and think. A lot of people do, and they write down a lot of wonderful ideas, but they don't take the action step. And so, you know, you want to think. And that's why your thoughts have to be clear. You want to think, and you want to get them clear thoughts out there, what it is that you want to accomplish. And then you, once you think it, then you speak it. You speak it into being by practicing it, by doing it. See, by doing it. And when you do that, believe me, that you'll go, you'll open one door and another door open, or one door closed and another door open. You'll think you lost out on something and only a bigger blessing comes because the universe is responding to your thoughts and understanding your needs. The problem with people who do not practice this philosophy is they beg for what they want as opposed to pushing forward, thinking, planning, and doing. One of the famous African-Americans, Booker T. Washington, said, cast your buckets where you are. What do you mean by that? Again, when you're grateful and you look at what God has already given you, you will find the substance and materials that you can use to move you forward. Sometimes we think we got to wait till we get all of the fancy gizmos and gadgets to go into business for ourselves. But all you got to do is open your mouth and learn how to present what it is that you have thought about and want to present. Again, the title of the book is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, and a very, very good book. And, you know, make sure that you, sign up for a coaching session. We'll get this book to you. And I want you to remember these words by Napoleon Hill. Prayer without faith is nothing but an empty collection of words, but prayer based upon faith always works. Powerful. See, You can pray for something, but if you don't have faith, what my grandmother used to say, as fast as you pray for it, you take it back. You pray for something, you say, yeah, God ain't going to really give me that. Okay, well, then why did you pray for it? You just pray for it and you say, God ain't going to give it to you. Then why should God give it to you? See, prayer without faith is nothing but an empty collection of words. Prayer based upon faith always works. Well, I'm going to close out with my poem by Emeritus Elijah Benjamin Mays, who was chairman emeritus of Morehouse University, that great school that has produced so many tremendous leaders. And he talked about the power of a minute. There's another good book you can get called It Only Takes a Minute by Willie Jolly. It only takes a minute to change your life. Where it goes, only a minute. I only have just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. Eternity is in a minute, 60 seconds. It's all it takes to change your mind and get them thought patterns going so you can let the universe know what you really want. And then have faith and act upon it. And as Adam Peyton Powell would say, until the next time, keep the faith, baby. This has been Baba Jahi. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Tomorrow we will have a recording on the show. Mr. Gregory Sneed called your travel buddy Greg Sneed, and he'll be doing a presentation on why there is no competition. All right, tune in tomorrow and catch that show. Love you. Thank you for supporting us.